Parliament has approved the Public Election Regulation 2012 CI-75. The constitutional instrument replaces the existing CI-15 in order to strengthen the electoral system. With the introduction of the biometric registration and verification during public elections, it has become imperative for CI-15 to be replaced with a new instrument that will take cognizance of the new addition. Our correspondent Augustus Akwei is on the line. You're welcome, Augustus. So what are the details of the CI-75?
Well, CI-75 seeks to give legal backing to the new proposals by the EC regarding the electoral system. As you know, we've already done the biometric registration. And so for the verification, the CI-15 was only regarding manual verification of the voters register. But with the new biometric process, facial and the thumbprint of individuals will be captured. And so with the CI-75, that is, if anyone contravenes the law regarding elections and regarding the proxy voting, or if a wrong person comes to register and he can be challenged with legal backing of the CI-75. The CI-75 also says that as regarding the CI-15, it gives the Electoral Commission the chance to create additional polling stations, but with CI-75, it goes further to state that no polling station can be established within 42 days to an election. It also gives the outline for the duties of presiding officers. Then CI-15 was very silent on it. It only gave a general duty of presiding officers. But with the CI-75, it has given a breakdown of the duties of presiding officers and other election observers.
Right, Augustus. What other issue was discussed by the House?
Well, the House, the Committee on Subsidiary Legislation also lead their report on the on the Shippers Authorities Regulations 2012. Aside that, the House did little business because the Parliament observed a week's celebration in honor of a member of the Parliamentary Press Corps. And so the House, after the one-week celebration, sat, but they did little business and adjourned just after 11:30 this morning.
Augustus, thank you very much for your time.